Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
But they certainly have a big, strong voice in this little tiny studio that we have. Wonderful to have all of you with us, those of you on Blog Talk Radio. If you're new, remember, you're only a newcomer once. After that, you're part of the family.
We had a couple on Friday.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of them.
Yeah, we've been gathering a lot of new folks, and we like our regulars
very much.
That
goes without saying.
Those of you who join us from the UK.
That's our biggest following.
It's late for you, but we feel honored when you are with us.
Making yourself stay up late.
And that goes without saying for those of you that join us from South Africa. Jim, think of some other Bulgaria.
Well, the ones that we've seen, they listen to us, but they haven't said much to us. Kenya, we got all sorts of countries on here in Japan. They haven't actually talked to us, but a lot of people just listen and they don't let you know they're there.
Right.
It is what it is.
Now, just to make sure we're all on the same page, I'm holding up an ordinary deck of playing cards, but those who are watching our Facebook Live streaming, which is on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, this is all I use for readings. Ordinary deck of playing cards. The method my grandmother called personal prophecy. And I'll tell you, back in the day, going back to 1982, I did as much research as you possibly could in those days and also since. And yes, there are many other methods, but this is the one that I have stuck to ever since she taught me. So I just want to make sure we have that distinction, not tarot, which I love. Can't for the life of me learn how to do it, but I love it. And there's also oracle cards, angel cards, rebel cards. All kinds of cards.
Cards to the left of me, cards to the right.
Exactly. And if you're new joining us, this is a very kind of homespun, down-to-earth show, not wooey. We don't go for the woo, you know, that's not our thing. Personal prophecy is a very literal method of perceiving the future. And what makes it incredibly life-changing is we're able to make decisions to alter that future before we even got there. So I love that aspect.
True that.
All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo Baggins.
Jimbo Baggins.
Yes.
All righty. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only.
And please bear with him. He's got seasonal allergies really bad.
I don't know if they're seasonal or if they're...
environmental? As in this studio?
This is one location.
Yeah.
Right here. That's it. Nowhere else on this earth. Well, I shouldn't say that, but
maybe there's
some kind of accumulation of pollen in here. Something's accumulating.
Maybe we'll have to try a different, area.
Well, so I'm not going to die. You know, but such a nice setup in here, the table and all the other stuff. So we'll just live with it. All right, I threw the disclaimer out. I need to throw the important thing out, and we have to talk about communications, is the first one, phone number to call in, 515-602-9676. That number will get you to us on Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear some automated stuff saying you're going on hold, and you will go on hold, but you'll hear the show. So everything's good. As long as you're hearing the show on your phone, there's no problem. You don't hear the show, hey, you may got disconnected.
Call right back.
You know, we see you on a list, so you're not going to get forgotten and say like, oh, geez, they keep getting callers and they're taking them ahead of me. Now, I track, where's my blank sheet? I need to get that ready, too. I track them to make sure that Block Duck doesn't pull a fast one and have somebody take cuts in line. You don't want anybody taking cuts in line. we can Skype in on that number. We actually get folks that Skype in. So preference, I never knew until we started doing this that you could Skype to a actual phone number, which is kind of cool when you think about it. On your, you can be sitting on a computer and call somebody's house if they have a house phone or cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone. Your old buddy down the street, hey, what are you doing? Okie dokie, let's see what else we got here. Second way to get a hold of us would be through Facebook Messenger. Now, that is going to be to Deborah Lee. That's
right.
Who you would message. Not our show.
Well, you can't. There's no way to do it.
Well, I mean, we have our show has Messenger, but it has like an automated, we're not here, we're busy or something going. So it wouldn't work.
It's only for typing. There's no calling. There's no way to call on that.
Well, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know. I'm Messenger dumb.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that Facebook would let you shut things off. But if you say so, I believe you. But anyway, it's separately Messenger. But here's the kicker. Nobody Messenger until we actually ask and or type it out for those that are watching Facebook Live, because we have no control over this thing. We don't have a hold button. It doesn't automatically go to hold. And if you Messenger, we're not ready, we're going to be up on you. Means you can call back when we ask, but you just don't do that. Don't do that until we say something. Last but not least, for the Facebook Live folks, and we get them for whatever reason, can't call either way, but they want to hang out, and if they get a chance, they want to type their question in, we will turn to those folks too, permitting if the call's open up on the phone line. And then they do a lot of times. Only one who never does, well, not never, unless it's a technical problem, is Monday News for the Soul. That one's usually pretty jammed. But they've had technical issues before, and we have turned to our folks. So never say never if you have the patience and the ability time, especially if you're cutting into your sleep waiting.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to toss that number out one more time. That number is 515-602-9676, and we shall turn to the phones.
Oh.
And we're going to go to area code 845, which I believe is in New York, 845.
Welcome to the show, 845. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York.
Oh, yes. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Fine. How are you? I needed to ask something, please. I got a friend with the name of Grace. I don't do nothing to her. I got a feeling she don't want to talk to me anymore. I don't know for what reason.
She doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
I heard that, Got a friend, don't want to talk to her anymore.
I'm just going to repeat some of it as you speak, so I'm sure I'm getting it right.
And that other folks can hear, too.
Yeah, so you have a friend. A female friend, are you asking about, woman?
Yes.
Okay. And does she live in New York like you do?
A little bit away from here, about an hour and a half. I did very good. I don't know why he's not talking to me.
So you're not getting anything. He's ghosting you. All right, I'm going to take a look. Jim will chat
real quick. I want to give two international shout-outs. They just joined in right when this reading started. Laura from Canada, and our Laura, and our Allison, who is from the UK.
Glad to have you, everybody. I'm working on Maria from New York.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Okey-doke. That's interesting. I don't know if you can give us any facts that
were
make,
you
yeah,
very, it, you used to be very close?
Yeah, that's what we're wondering.
Yes.
Okay, and this was it abrupt all of a sudden?
Good
or
question.
Was it gradual? You started getting some cold shoulder a little bit?
No. I bring a gift to her, to the brother. He have a nice day all together. And then now, even I did my birthday, she not even calling me. After a couple of days, I call her. I say, how are you? Not talking to me. Why? Oh, I'm sick. Then she put happy birthday. I don't call her to say happy birthday.
Right.
Why are you talking to me?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, interesting. Well, let's see. That's a really good question she had there for the cards.
Now, I must ask you, does she have a man in her life?
Yes, the orphanage.
She does have a man. Well, he seems to be playing a big role here.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and you know, we women often will abandon our very close friends when something goes on in a relationship.
I think that, that men have
whether
been
it's good
men have been
or it's bad.
Too. Men have been known to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Yeah. The woman lays that kind of slowly takes control of the relationship and she shuts it down.
And I'll tell you, Maria, I honestly do not see that it is something that you have done or something that you have said. It's simply what's going on with her right now.
They got some kind of dynamics between in their relationship.
Yeah, with the man.
Yep.
She and the man.
So he's putting some kind of pressure on her.
And
okay.
It could be that he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want her to have close female friendships. Maybe he hacked into her phone.
There's a lot of people you hear about there that are really controlling
yeah.
like that. They would prefer their women not even to have family, some of them.
That, to me, falls into the category of an abuser.
But it is a different type. It still is.
They
yeah.
want to isolate you.
Mm-hmm.
And if
so they, like brainwashing to control you.
Yes, and I'll tell you, Maria, if the two of you shared the close, in you know, like conversation, and maybe he saw something and just decided she's not going to have friends like you anymore.
I don't want her doing that. You've probably been bickering with her a whole time, and it's been slowly not being worth it to her.
And the good news is, though, that they are not going to stay together because he is far too, like you said, Jim,
yeah,
he wants her to be completely submissive.
Yeah, a lot of those, I'm not going to throw the freak balloon out there, but a lot of these guys end up turning criminal. Some of the, you know.
Well, come on. Some women do, too.
No, I mean, as far as that's like the start of something worse, you know?
Yes.
Well, hopefully it's not beyond that, at least. And but still, it's still a form of abuse. It's just without physical.
Maria, I believe that as time passes, you're going to hear from your friend again. If I were you, I would keep sending her, like, hi, how are you?
Just throw them out there so you know that you haven't abandoned her. And like, and I guess the comfort, the only tiny bit of good news is it's nothing you did, right?
Nothing you did.
So there you go.
No, she's just going through a rough patch with this man. And
Maybe the divorce, everything. I know she was here for 10 years. Now I know she won here. I don't do nothing wrong.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
That's why she was mystified.
And your cards are pretty clear about this, that it is not talking to you, and you're not the only one. Others.
No, if the guy's like that, he's going to shut the whole picture down.
And as long as you send her or leave her a voicemail saying, hi, thinking about you, I miss you.
Text or whatever, however you communicate, email.
She will reach out to you when this relationship gets.
Say, I'm here for you.
You know,
stuff like that. No pressure. You don't want to cause any turmoil in their house.
And she will apologize when all of this is over. So are you still going on your trip, Maria?
Yeah, when?
Oh, I thought you already knew.
When are you going to go? I know when to get.
You don't know yet? But if
no,
here,
when is she mad?
Yes, your family?
Yeah, she might go August or September.
You
see boy. Wait, now let me see.
Those 2 months are right next to each other.
They're right next to each other.
Both of them are actually soon when you think about it. It's already June.
I want to say August, but I feel pushed to say September. Early September.
They blend together when you have months that are back-to-back like that. Things
and I feel it.
Go ahead.
Still, I was waiting for this element. Yeah, not get yet. You know, you see anything good?
I think there's a lot of good here, Maria. I really think that reuniting with family back home, which is in Europe, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to buy a property over there with the money to give it to me, this element. Do you see anything?
I think that'd be a wonderful idea, Maria. I think a good movie for you to watch concerning something like this is called Under the Tuscan Sun. And it's a real good movie about a lady who bought property over there. And,
over there.
Yeah. So, Maria, thank you for calling, and I hope that the rest of your week.
Thank you very, very, very much. God bless. Thank you.
I have to tell you, sound like one of my, not the grandma that taught me these cards, but my father's mother. And when I hear from you, I miss her. I miss her
very
much.
Yeah, she reminds me of a lot of, not necessarily relatives, but.
Thank you.
Lots of not direct relatives, but like in-laws and things
older
from other countries.
So you are a darling, Maria. I love when you call.
And you were the first caller.
Yes. Take care. Take care. And we'll talk to you real soon, okay? Okay.
I like you very much.
Oh,
I love you.
Every time you make time and talk to me, you're a very nice person.
Thank you. And I give you a kiss and a big hug.
Where you live? Close?
We're in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
We're
6-7 hours away from New York City.
Yeah,
come in New York.
I'll tell you what. If we come there, Maria, we're going to come see you.
I've been to New York.
Yes,
pleasure.
I would love that. So
yeah,
we take
in my house.
Oh, that would be terrific. Yes. Okay.
You call me a day before. I say coming over tomorrow. We have a dinner together. It's a pleasure to.
Yeah.
I tell you
by
my heart. I don't lie. You see, I'm a very honest person.
I bet you're a real good cook too.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, we got to go. We got another caller, but thank you so much.
You
were the first caller.
Thank you. God bless you. We talk again. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds very good. Thank you.
We shall talk again. Goodbye.
God bless you. Okay. I love that lady.
Oh, yeah. She's not like a regular, like, every week necessarily, but it's not more than every 2-3 weeks tops, you know?
She sure works the language, doesn't she?
Yeah, it takes... I'm not really... caught up to it until near the end of the call.
Yeah. We got to get
jump
in the
right
flow.
Away. You jump in really good. I had the first half of the call. I was like, I just tell Deb basically it's all on you.
Well, one thing is I have a mother that has had
that's
a
true.
Severe stroke.
Yeah, you have to. You're good at listening closer.
Well, you pick out a word.
Right.
And then
try
to go with
you're
that.
You're very good at that.
Well, you do the same with your mother.
I do the same, but it takes me like by the end of the call, then I'm finally getting, you know, yeah. At first, I'm like, I don't know what the hell she's saying, you know. But, all right, we got another caller on hold.
She really does, though, remind me of my grandmother.
We shall go to the call.
Who was from Yugoslavia.
Yeah, that's a very familiar, exactly. All right.
Hello.
Hello, caller 480. You are in Arizona, yes?
I'm from Arizona. I'm currently in Georgia.
Oh, you're in Georgia.
That's right.
That's right. Remember, it wasn't, some people were saying like a long time ago. Remember when they finally said, you know what, you can keep your phone number forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just didn't know where anybody's from, you know, because I know these guys that I work with, they're all from universities from all around the world, well, around the country mainly. A couple of them are actually around the world, and they're taking their phone numbers with them.
There you go.
Yep. All right.
Well, good thing you're not in Arizona. The weather there is like off the charts. With the heat.
Yes, I heard.
Normal.
Yes,
well,
which is normal.
Normal
but,
you can come.
So, what's your first name, please?
Ajene.
Ajene, she was...
Oh.
You are new, are you not?
I am new.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, because she's off Facebook. She was inquiring on Facebook.
Welcome to the Psychic
awesome.
Love Doctor
you know what, I'm probably,
show.
Let me see if I'm a village idiot here. It says you live in California on Facebook. Is that a... throw everybody off. The
I scammer. Used to live in California. I've moved around a lot.
She's a wandering woman.
Well, tell us. What would you like to know from your reading?
I guess, like, is there anything that I should know or be expecting?
being a first caller, we don't know anything about your life yet, so you might want to narrow it down to an area. Do you want it to be love? Do you want it to be employment, family, money?
A relationship.
Something. Narrow it down to a category that's most important to you.
Until I build an intuitive link with you, your reading will just be very broad and
general. if you don't provide some kind of details. If you become a frequent
flyer,
we become familiar with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Then she'll be able to answer that a lot quicker.
All right. Well.
Like financial, I guess.
There you go. So money.
Boy, we can all relate to that.
I love how a lot of people say, well, money isn't everything. Well, those aren't the people that are hurting for it when they say that crap, because you've got to have money in this world, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you do.
Especially when those gas prices are getting ready to kick you in the butt.
Yeah, it's hard to survive without money.
every time I go to the gas station, I think I should bring some Vaseline with me.
For?
Because I'm taking it in the...
I never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I might as well get a proctology exam with my doctor.
He says we're all thinking.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I speak him truth. But, yeah, okay. All right, financial.
Oh, wow, you're going to love this.
And she's not. Are you still on Facebook so you can see her putting the cards down?
Let me see.
You don't have to. I mean, it might be tough for you to be blog talking Facebook at the same time if you're only using the one device, your phone. Just curious. So you can actually see it. Those of the folks that are watching, they can actually see the entire video. Yeah. So it's kind of cool. And she might sometimes, if you can, sometimes she'll actually hold cards up and tell you about them. So you can get to learn a little bit about the cards.
Well, right off the bat, I start at the top laying the cards out. 1, 2, 3. Right there. It's about money. About what you were asking about, and it's coming through a form of communication. It could be a letter, it could be an email, it could be a phone call, but if you are expecting a sum of money, it's coming. And if you aren't, you've got a nice surprise coming.
Those are good surprises.
Yes.
That's a great surprise.
I can vouch for it. I waited until, 2 weeks ago? I finally got my 2015 refund from the IRS after all these years. Yes. So we want to put out to everybody that may be in some kind of snafu with the IRS. What is it again?
They actually have a division of IRS, but they work independently. So don't worry that you're signing on with the devil. It's tax advocates. And they're to help you out with the IRS, and they nailed it. We finally got a hold of them. They nailed that shit down. She got that
right away.
Less than 2 weeks.
With interest.
Well, you knew the interest.
That is awesome.
Well, it is.
So if you have an IRS issue, there's two methods. One is start with a tax advocate, and they may recommend you go to an attorney or something. But start with them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go back to her reading.
Well, one thing I want to ask you about the type of work you do. Are you... do you work for somebody, or are you independently self-employed?
I work for somebody.
Okay. Well, you have an indication here that in the future, and it can range from, usually the future to me, just from 3 years to it can go 7 to 10, but it's definitely there. I see you starting a business. And there's two other women involved, and three of you are going to set the world on fire with this business. Now, you may not even have that thought yet.
Sure, 3 to 7 years-ish. Yeah, that's right. Or she might. We don't show
up. But I think you'll recollect this reading when it happens. And it's going to be fantastic.
Yep, they'll be able to like, oh, my God, I remember a reading.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yes, and, you know, what I love about this method is it's very fluid, you know, and it can be very point blank. Like for me, I'll tell you what, when I do my own cards, I get so tired of them telling me, Gabra, you're your own worst enemy, and they're right. So I have to work on it.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of us are our own worst enemy. A lot of us are.
You have a lot of travel ahead for you, too, that I'm seeing here. There is a gentleman from the past. here, doesn't live close to you, but would like to restart something the two of you had going in the past.
Try to relight the fire.
He's never going to change, never.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
One of those.
He's got a very narcissistic, he's very, what's the other word that goes with that? Very controlling, very jealous, possessed.
High ego.
Do you know who he is?
My ex-husband, I believe.
I bet you're right.
The ego of, like, I am the king and you all should fall at my feet.
Yeah. He wishes negativity on you because he won't get you to do what he wants. You know what's going to happen? The universe is going to mirror all that right back on him. And one day, you know, thank the Lord, one day he's going to actually realize
when it's too late, of course,
what a schmuck he really is.
Yeah, and then he's gonna try to.
I don't see that happening. No time soon.
It's all good. Good
for
and don't
you.
Don't. Basically, he's giving you a little bit of a warning in case somebody does come back and seem like, oh, they've changed. He'll just
be on his best behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's gonna turn right back.
We've done that before.
Yep, Lafisa, you know
he knows how. Yeah, he knows how to get me and act like, you know, he's changed and he's going to be better. And then I let him back in, and then it's worse than what it was before. So I've learned my lesson this time.
Well,
good. Because so they say fool me once, you know.
So you know the name of that tune with him. And realistically, he should just go and be a used car salesman somewhere because he's full of bull.
Yeah, he
you know?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Otherwise known as the gift of gab.
So you got money coming to you. And I'm very happy to have shared that with you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're going to be a very illustrious businesswoman with two other women. And, you know, a lot of times it's a bad marriage between women. These girls are, they're like kindred spirits.
But not all of them are.
That's true.
Even with guys. Women. I mean, yeah, sometimes group businesses really just spiral into the toilet, but sometimes they thrive.
No, I hope that you will come, you know, call us again, join us for shows. Because every reading that you get from me will build on top of each other.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. How did you find us?
I was just scrolling on Facebook and it had came up, and I don't know, seems interesting.
Well, what a bit of serendipity.
You should like, follow, or whatever the hell you want to call it on Facebook, the Psych Love Show.
You'll see posts
about upcoming shows. Yeah, we'll see post-recovery shows. You get notified when we go live because it's not a once a week or once a month thing.
No.
It's multiple times a week.
We love doing it too much.
And you can only call once a show, but you can call as many shows as you want.
Now, Monday, we're going to be on News for the Soul, which is also on Blog.
But we'll post that information on the Facebook. That it's a different number, just that one day a week. But all the information will be on the post.
Yes.
And when we go live, you'll be notified.
You got great cards.
Awesome.
Life is really going to turn around in a great way for you. You
sounds pretty smart.
You seem very sharp.
You seem pretty smart when the way you talked about the ex and all that. So
and,
I was like, that ain't no dummy.
I see a lot of brilliance in her cards.
She ain't no dummy.
Yeah, I'd love to talk with you again soon. And I'm so glad you found us. All right, hon, you take care.
Her name is really cool.
It is.
You
say your name
thank
again.
Thank you,
Ajanae.
Ajanae. Are we saying it right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That's gorgeous.
That could be like a designer's name.
Or
a perfume brand name.
Ajanae.
I hear perfume a lot. Everybody's like,
We have a couple ounces of Ajanae, please.
That would
be a great
beautiful.
Gift.
Yeah. All right, honey. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Yes, we hope you call again.
Yes.
We'll do. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Goodbye to Georgia. She's in the Peach State.
Yes, she is.
Right now, she's a wandering woman.
Be cool, wouldn't it, if we could get ourselves a really, what do they call it? I don't know what the word is. But to get it, one of those great big, nice RVs.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I forget what the word is. Not jacked up, but all.
Oh, it's all customized.
Yeah, and we could travel around and see all of you. I would love that.
Whoa.
What?
We got somebody from Sri Lanka here.
Oh, wonderful.
I believe what I want to do. I could be pronouncing it wrong, and I do not want to be put to death if I did say it wrong, but welcome, international caller.
Madhu.
Or international Facebook Live watcher.
Wow, there's two, I think they said.
Both of us. Hello to both of us.
Oh, well, thank you, and hello to you, too. Wonderful.
Okay, well, here's the ticket. Right now, we have to do our show stuff because we're just a tiny bit over the hump.
The time just flies.
It does fly. We want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. We'll start like at the beginning, but a little bit real quick. First way to talk to us is phone number. Call in 515-602-9676. Those that have Skype and don't want to pick up their phone can Skype into us. We get them. Also, a secondary method is Facebook Messenger.
This is the portal.
But it's to Deborah Lee. We put little stuff up on our posts and stuff. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and when we ask, only when we ask, mind you, then you can messenger us, and we'll talk to you live then. And the last method, and we do switch to those because you know what the show is going to bring attendance-wise, is that we will turn to the Facebook Live folks that can't communicate with us any other way except
yes.
Typing. But right now, phone lines are open. So we're going to take phone lines or messenger. Who's first? Dun, 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 dun. I think we know who it's going to be. I think I know who it's going to be, but I've been wrong before, so I won't say it's her.
All right.
Just get ready. Get your finger ready.
All right.
And if nobody calls in, then that means maybe she can't messenger right away, and we'll go to the type.
If you ever have any questions just about the method, you know, anything like that, just write them in there, and if they catch Jim's eye, which I hope they will, I'd be happy to answer for you. I've actually seen miracles, you know, and I don't claim to make them happen. I'm just the messenger. What?
I got one. All right. I was just going to say, and I figure we'll take it because
yeah.
Sri Lanka is awaiting.
Yeah.
Is Danushka, is that my soulmate?
Danushka. Okay.
Sorry, Allison.
Yeah, I just told
she's
Allison.
Watching us. Yeah. Sorry, Allison, it's a little bit, but, you know, we just got going, so.
What's the gender? What gender are we?
Nope, not
no,
now.
Just,
not
yeah.
now, Allison.
I'll just put
you gotta
it
wait. Hang on a second, Allison. No, just, yeah, just. All right, now. Not now, though, so she can at least be disconnected.
Okay.
Is soulmate or my twin flame? Tell us a little bit about yourself real quick. Give us some background a little bit, because we're not familiar with your name. We can't tell gender. Not that it matters, but it helps for the cards, because she sees genders in cards. And you're on Facebook Live, so you'll see the cards. We need to know gender of you, gender of your soulmate, and there's no judgment here. We don't give a damn.
What? What's your
gender is, what your soulmate's
or
gender
your
is.
Orientation
or anything
like that.
I don't care if it's, we don't care if you like trees. I don't care. We just need to know these things for the reading. I'm female, and he is male. There you
okay.
go. Okay, that helps. And you can if you want to feed us more info while she's putting the cards on, since you're brand new, like you got a thing going on for a long time, you got something new coming on, or you just kind of thinking about each other, give us some more info on your relationship. Because she wants to know twin flame or soulmate, because that's interesting. I'm not a twin flame familiar. I think I can get the gist of the thing. Maybe Deb knows that phrase. Obviously, soulmate, everybody knows that.
Yes, there is definitely a soulmate connection here. Now, the thing we have to establish, though, is that there are many different types of soulmates. It isn't always about romantic love. Sometimes a soulmate will come along to challenge us, to get us moving in our life.
See, but nobody, I'm just saying, she's the expert. I wouldn't think of that as a soulmate. Soulmate to me is somebody that's going to be within my life forever and ever and ever and ever, and it's going to be a positive impact, and I'm going to really love.
And a lot of people go that direction.
But if somebody's boot camp sergeant kicking me all the time, I not care about them as much, even, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a positive thing for my life.
There's also those that come along to inspire us that are not necessarily going to stay around through an entire lifetime. But they're there as with a soulmate connection. Now, in your case.
She's lady 34.
Okay.
She says she's into IT, same him, living next city. He wants romance, but my vibe is companion.
Well, I'm really glad that you
That helped her. That. You know, that's awesome. That, new readers sometimes don't give that kind of great info. That was awesome. So he wants to go full-blown charging, and she's like, yeah, maybe we should just be pretty good friends and, you know, not so forever.
There's a female in his past that he has not, like, resolved
has not let go.
Everything right.
Yes.
That method really is good with matters of the heart when it comes to emotions. She's a very angry woman. Mm. She says a lot of wild, careless things.
Hmm.
And he wants to move on with you, but he wants to just drag this baggage with him, emotional, what?
He wants to love without commitment. He wants love without commitment. Oh, boy, that sounds like a playa.
It does. Friends with benefits.
Yeah, it's like, I want to love you so much, but I want to be able to do whatever the hell I want, when I want. What kind of, that's crap.
So I think that for you, the soulmate connection is discernment of you realizing he's not the one through all of this. You know, he turns his back on this other woman and it only makes her angrier. This could be like an ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, somebody he was going to marry and dumped her, but she's pretty heated. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like he's kind of playing based on the little language thing. It sounds like he's basically saying he wants to get rid of her.
Yeah.
But he's asking me to wait, but he's struggling.
She's got her hooks or claws into him pretty good.
She said, and then she said, I'm not sure what that is.
What?
Is it wife or boyfriend? Please tell clearly.
Or best friend.
Or best friend?
BF.
Is it a wife or a best friend, maybe?
I think it's like wife. I really do.
A wife, ex-wife, or something, or somebody significant as a wife, maybe
there's
not
been some kind
marriage.
Of marriage here, commitment.
Okay, well, super commitment.
And she is hot on his tail.
Okay.
And it's not a mess you don't need to be in. So let's put it that way. For you, the winning move is not to play.
Hi, Marie from South Africa.
Hello there.
Shout out to those that show up.
So, I love for you. I feel has been somewhat difficult. And you know what a lot of it is. You are very deep thinking and you have mental brilliance. I don't know how else to put it.
Maybe you're not carefree and reckless.
She's not. Yeah.
Just, I don't care what I do. Let's just go do this no matter what the consequences are.
And a lot of men have really become spoiled. Because of dating websites, because of the internet in general.
She says, no, I need the help. I can't leave him sad. Well, some people, you can be there for them, but don't get sucked into any kind of romantic trickery.
He is manipulating you.
Right, exactly. Some people will play the heartstring card. Oh, I'm so sad. This relationship. Some people will play on your goodness.
Be careful. He will line up a replacement account.
Yeah, be very careful.
Like that.
Because some people know that women are a little more sensitive than guys.
He's not a quality partner.
So keep your
distance.
So just be there to help, but don't get sucked into the romance, companion, lifelong, soulmate
thing. She's going to catch you, too, if you do so. If you have a romantic interlude with him, that woman stalks him. She polices him.
In the electronic world that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that will be very bad for you. She'll defame you. You might lose your job or your.
You'd be surprised at what
your standing in your
computer world that people can do to you without just, they don't have to leave their house.
Mm-mm.
It's ridiculous.
So just word to the wise. Next time you call us, we'll look at your future. What's coming for you?
Yeah. If you become a regular, I mean, you're on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So you should like follow the show. Maybe you already have, and you'll get notified when we go live because it's multiple times a week.
Yeah.
And if you, I think there's instructions on there. If you go to Deborah Lee on Facebook and you become friends with Deborah Lee, next time we do a show that we take messenger calls, you'll be able to messenger and get live. You'll get more out of live because when we're here talking, doing cards. And when you type on Facebook Live, there's a 20 to 30 second delay. So it kind of, we start kind of like getting, our brains start getting scrambled with the delay, trying to figure out what who's saying what when.
Don't worry about him being sad. This guy is very good at what he does, and he knows how to play on the emotions. So he should be an actor. Let's put it that way. He'd be very good.
And be very careful if you're already caught up in the spill, feeling too bad for the person or feeling they're not like that. You might be getting in too deep already if you've already are thinking that without being objective a little bit. It's easier said than done from us. We're on the outside looking in. We have no heart implications.
Here in the U.S., he's what we would call a panty dropper.
Yeah, but Deb clearly said she did not see a soulmate connection. Not the type you think.
It's a discernment.
It's not a soulmate love. We're going to be together, husband and wife forever, and then maybe even in the everlasting life. It's not what it is. So I don't know if that's what you're thinking, because like she said, she knows many definitions of soulmate. I do not. I'm a simple man. And we got
to
move out.
He's a nuclear engineer, but
I'm a simple man when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Here's the thing. We are living at what is home to the largest naval base in the world. There's a saying here among women that there are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins. This man is not a dolphin, but you're going to meet one. And that will be your true twin flame, soulmate of love and happiness. And the two of you will be together for life. Not this one.
Quick.
Yeah.
New people don't know necessarily. This is, we do multiple shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
We give free readings, but we give readings to multiple people. So we have to limit you.
Yeah.
If you want a full one-on-one, she owns all your time, you know, everything, your total concentration for whatever amount of time you want, you got to go to the Psychic Love Doctor. .com webpage, and you can arrange for a free reading. Not a free one. Well, if 800 number's on, there is a little free portion of it. And there's explanations on there, too.
Yeah, there's also I also have an app.
Yeah.
An app where you can ask a question. I use it sometimes when I need an answer.
The one-on-one readings.
That's free.
Yeah, the app is free, and if the 800 number is on, and they'll tell you in the top right corner, if the 800 is on your first time using, you get a few minutes free.
I think it's
like five, I think it is. But anyway, but otherwise, you can have pay for just one-on-one. Just you should do the cards multiple times. You can ask all the questions you want. But on these shows, we have to limit them. We got to move on.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Sorry about that. We had a caller, and our caller went bye-bye. I hope they called back. I think it might be somebody that was a first-time caller again from Michigan. If you're out there, you can call back. We might have something going on. Right now, we're going to, I think Allison is very eager, so I'm going to say messenger now, and I'm going to type it, because she will see that before she hears the audio. And Allison's in the UK, and it's what?
Oh, it's late.
Got to be going on 1 in the morning, I'm guessing.
They're 5 hours, I believe
it is. Yeah, it's about 12:45. Mm-hmm. So it's already Sunday in the UK.
That's a concept that's kind of mind-blowing.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's just what we came up with, so that it was like, no matter where you are, that time of day is the same. Like, hey, it's noon here, but if you change it somewhere else, noon would be a different type of, you know, it'd be like, oh, it's dark out at noon instead of light, you know, and stuff like that. It just makes sense. It does. It just sucks, though, if you're an international traveler, because those time zones go zing when you're on that plane, and your body's got to adjust.
True.
Yep. And if it depends on your business that you're in, if it's just a short business trip, you almost don't want to make the adjustment if you're not going to be there for like a couple weeks or more. It'd be like 2 or 3 days, you might want to just suck it up and not try to adjust to that new time zone that's 4 or 5 hours different or whatever. Because then you got to come back and then get beat down again.
And go the other way. Like there's a son of mine who is a musician with the Army in Japan. And when he travels back and forth, it's really hard on him. Yeah, to come here to Virginia. He's traveled for like 20 hours on
a plane. Yeah, I did a lot of traveling in my younger days.
Yeah.
At my job, I kind of let the younger guys do it now. And if I was out there for 2 days or less or whatever, I kind of just said, no, I'm not adjusting to that time shift. I'm just going to
And, you know, I'm glad you brought
not
this do, up.
I'm going to go to bed really stupid early because that's normal bedtime and where I'm from on the East Coast, that type of thing, yeah.
I want to mention, though, about time frames and readings. Now, a lot of times I can get the perception of a time frame, but we have to remember that as you're traveling your path to the future, others are out there, they're making decisions, they're making moves for themselves, and a lot of that is going to impact your path as well. So things fluctuate from time to time. And if anybody ever tells you, oh, what I'm seeing for you is like cast in stone, it's written in blood, don't fall for it. There's a great deal of
I wouldn't get in an argument with the person. Okay, just walk away. But so like, yeah, right. There's no such thing as that ever.
No, the future is very, like I say, very fluid. And so that's why I get a lot of readings. And I do have some clients I've had since, oh my gosh, like 1996. Who, if something comes up in their life, they come for, get a reading, and it helps them to make a decision for their future. And especially when it comes to love relationships, excuse me, like dating. You know, a lot of these women are professional women. They're lawyers, they're doctors, they're writers. You know, there have been some actors that have gotten readings from me. And the biggest thing is they'll say, I don't have time to waste on a loser. Remember the old L up against the head?
Yeah, made famous in the Jerry Maguire movie.
That's right. Anyway, yes, these cards will tell you that other person's end game, what's on their agenda, if they will even develop into something more than like a first date. So it's very good for decision making. The one thing I found that there are far too many variables. I was never able to get higher than a 60% rate with gambling. Gambling, betting, you know, like on...
You're talking betting, gambling, betting, you know, like on sports or...
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I can see that, too, because, first of all, you got a whole bunch of people on one team, a whole bunch of people on another team, and you got these referees out there that are calling plays and what like that. It's like, that could, that, and it does, if you, all the sports fans know that one instant little, tiny little thing in a game can change the whole complexion of the game.
Kind of like the butterfly effect.
She would have to sit there and probably just do a reading, just watch the whole game, constantly do a reading to actually be able to pull it off.
And personally, 60% is not good enough for that.
I might roll it and see how it worked out, but yeah, it's, you'd have to have a lot of money because you might start out in the 40% loser range for a long time.
You never know.
All right, Lisa's next.
Okay, Alicia.
Can I, shall I read it to you again? How could I get a general reading basically geared toward for me or immediate family type?
Now,
anything with them.
For the newcomers, this is somebody that I have given repeated readings to. And when you reach that stage, you won't have to give me all kinds of details. I will have built that connection, that link to you and your path where, like, I'm going to be able to do for Alicia.
But even having said that, Alicia, if you could feed some more info out, it will still help the quality of your reading. Even the ones that she does readings for all the time, if they got little details that throw them out there, even if you don't think they mean anything. If you have something, one concern about you or your family. Something.
And I think Jim is nosy and he likes to get the details.
Well, it's going to help your reading out because sometimes people, probably not like somebody like Alicia, some people are just like, God, I'm really worried about this one person in my family. But I'll just say family because I don't really want to throw out a certain person. We don't know your family members. Nobody else does either. So if you got to call somebody out, like I got this bitchy sister, throw it out there, you know. It is what it is. It'll help your quality of your reading. The quality. It's all about the quality.
And her question again, just for my...
She would like a general reading about me, her immediate family. That was it. And that, don't even look because I'm,
no,
you've
got some,
I'm doing something else.
You got some new people in there.
I do indeed. Relationship and education, maybe looking at that.
You know what? I got to tell you, Lee, you have a great big change, a move, like a change of direction coming for you. very soon, and it's going to seem like it's coming on very negative circumstances. But your cards are indicating it's a change. How can I put this? I got to think. Now, I see it, but I have to put words to it, too. It's like a you're changing your path for a new path, and it's very much needed. Time for you to break away. Isn't that a Kelly, what's her name, the singer, Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson, I don't know. What is it?
I think she does a song called Breakaway.
She might. I don't know a lot of her songs.
But that's what it is. You need to, like, get a brand new page to start. New chapter.
Yeah.
New everything.
Reboot.
And I feel it's going to happen. Yeah, he calls it rebooting your life.
Yeah, it's like a computer. It's something that just aren't going right. Reboot.
And you're going to just all of a sudden, and this is how the best way, the most effective way I've found in readings that people bring change into their lives is they do it in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I've had this sudden epiphany, and you know what? I'm going to completely rewrite my life. Right now, instead of the people that are like, well, I'm going to take a lot of time to think about this. Often they don't do what they really want for themselves. They'll stay in a bad relationship. They'll stay at a humdrum job that they're, you know, barely making ends meet. So I'm just saying, Alicia, you are going to make a big change. And it is going to be very good for you.
People get in their comfort zone and change is scary.
It is. And
you worry,
I'll admit,
you worry that change could be the worst.
I like it too, yeah.
Even if you're baking, like, yeah, even if you're baking cookies, even if you're barely making ends meet, you still think, but I am making ends meet. What if I change and then just go right down the spiral tubes and poop? People are scared. It's just scared. It's human nature. That's
but
all.
Take that scenario you
yep.
were just talking about.
Yep.
Let's reframe it a little.
People get in their comfort zone and scared.
I had to go.
What if you get pink slipped? By your boss or your department.
I gotta do it twice.
You're being put out, you know, into an unknown future, and yet you'll look back likely 6 months to a year and you'll be like, wow. I've had clients literally that have called back when they've been fired. They've called back to that business and thanked them after, because life moved on in a really strong, productive manner.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's like a lot of times, like immediate, like first maybe a few days, months, maybe even a year, they were pissed and angry and want to like just kill the person. They're like, wow, door opened.
Big time.
All right.
All right. Well, we're almost to the end here.
Almost to the end. Let's see. Say goodbye to.
I'm going to speak to Alicia here.
Yes.
This card fell into my lap. It was on its way to the floor. And you probably have heard me many times say, when Grandma taught me this method, she said, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door.
Nice
and
right.
What you have here is a card that's indicating a conclusion, where I think you are going to very much want to have a new start. And boy, you're going to go out and make it happen. You may be sitting there right now thinking, oh, Miss Deborah, I just love your readings, but you are really off your rocker tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't register. It's like, I don't see that happening. I don't even know what you're talking about.
And when I teach this method, I tell the students, if you see crazy in the cards, go with crazy. That's the stuff that generally comes true. So, was that it?
Not it. Actually, I mean, that's it. We don't have any phone calls right now.
Saturday night, Friday night, they're hard nights. Because,
you don't know.
I
mean, we've had a lot of, this has been pretty, always a lot of people here.
Well, when the pandemic was going on, we had a lot of company during our shows, but people are out and about.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Home. If you're not already there because you have to work from home or you've been laid off because of the COVID. Oh, she says she's hoping maybe the positive is she's been in a walking boot because she had a fractured fibula for 6 weeks now.
Oh, I hated that. I had a bad broken ankle. I jumped backwards because I saw a big bug on the floor.
instead of just stepping on that son of a bitch.
Well, there were extenuating circumstances.
Well, plus in the middle of the night,
I don't have anything on my feet.
And plus, it's just a reaction. Like, you just kind of like, oh my God, what is that? It's like an alien attack.
We get these great big water bugs that are like a cousin of the roach family.
Well, they actually, our exterminator educated folks call them American cockroaches.
The big ones?
And they're different than the other ones in that they don't typically come into your house to nest and feed and everything you have. They're just coming in there because things aren't cool where they were at that moment. Outside.
Or the weather's changing.
Rain is the biggest one.
But, I wished I'd have had a gun that night. I'd have shot it.
Oh, that'd be great. You know what? We got a caller. I'm going to extend just for a few minutes.
All right. This is going to be our
this
caller.
This shall be the finale, too. I think we have to make it the finale.
And we may be back tomorrow. We'll surprise you.
Or Monday at the latest.
Yeah,
so
we will
definitely. Either way, it's no big deal. And I want to, we need to do that. Where am I? Come on, Jim. Get your shit together. I'm my own worst critic, and I don't have a problem. Hey, awesome. This is going to be great. I don't know the last time we had a call from here.
Hello.
Hi. 504, you are in Louisiana, are you not?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I think she's from the fun city, too, aren't you?
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're all surrounded in the surrounding areas.
I see.
Well, yeah, I figured that, too, yeah.
That's on my bucket list. I want to go there and get my drink on. And maybe lift my blouse up a little bit. I don't know.
Wow, good golly.
It's wonderful to hear from you. What's your first name, please?
Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Deborah's.
We got to stick together.
Birds of feather.
That's right. Girl power. Deborah's. Well, what can I do for you? What's on your mind?
I am in need of a job, and
just
wondering if you see that coming.
That's a very good question.
Oh, it is. And you're not alone. Many are in your same boat.
You got any background for us? Like, have you been trying hard? What was your old job? What are you looking at?
I'm going to be honest. The jobs that I've had have come to me, and it's interesting because now I need to decide what it is to go after it, and I'm still kind of like leaving it up to the universe just to see what it entails.
Well, it's done her good so far, so she's trying to trust the universe again.
Well, good, and I think we'll.
Well, it's treated her well thus far. She said the jobs have come to her, so the universe has treated her nice.
Are you in college of the show, Deborah?
Am I what?
A new caller.
Yes.
Oh, well, how did you find us? Was it on Blog Talk?
It was on Blog Talk, yeah. It said Love Doctor, so I was going to ask a love question, but then I was like,
That does throw a lot of new callers off. I mean, you can ask questions about pets, plants, employment, relatives, anything.
I was discovered by AOL out in their chat rooms years ago. And they were looking for a psychic love doctor.
Yeah, that's so they coined her that name for the marketing attraction at that time, and it stuck.
It stuck ever
from
since.
From the 90s.
So I don't know. Yeah, even if I wanted to kind of.
It's like once you're branded and it's working well, she changes her name, then it's going to kind of, it might really shake. Shake, rattle, and roll the boat, and everybody's going to fall off in the water. So.
Yeah, well, that's her trademark.
Yes,
exactly.
It has become that. I have to tell you that what's happening right now is what I call a particular cocoon stage that you are in. Okay, right now you're like that. What are those that go in? The caterpillar
transferring into beautiful monarch butterfly.
In the meantime, while you're in that, and I forget the word from school.
The cocoon.
While you're in that, it's everything around you that is transforming. You are, of course, too. You're gaining direction, purpose, all those wonderful things. But if you could go out right now, I swear, you could probably get a job, waiting tables.
Well, there's plenty of that stuff.
Yeah. But what's coming to you is like more of a calling on your
life.
Right? Yes. And see, by you agreeing, I think it resonates for you that you want to head in the direction of what is a really fulfilling aspect.
A career.
Yes.
Not a job, a
and
career.
And there's a difference between a job and a career.
A career. And it's, and you're the one that will decide if it's just a job or a career. And when it's, you call it a career, that means, okay, this is kind of cool. I like this.
Yes. And right now, because you're so new and all, I haven't connected fully with you on that. It's like a spiritual level of
just you haven't a rapport yet. You haven't had a rapport.
Oh, listen to you.
Rapport.
So I would love, Deborah, for you to call in, you know, frequently if you can, or at least more often.
Okay.
And are you done with the reading?
No, I'm not done with
it. Okay, well, stand by. She's still doing the reading. Then I wanted to tell you how to stay with us.
You're going to hear about a particular position. Oh, my gosh, you are just practically going to want to run with bells on because it's that kind of connection for you. Oh, yes. And it's got the Two of Hearts all over it, and that's my favorite card in the whole deck. When I teach this card, when I teach it, I say, imagine yourself in a full auditorium, all kinds of people, and they are giving an award. Your name gets called, and everybody gets on their feet in a standing ovation.
Oh, gee.
And you go up there to receive your award. And that feeling.
There's a lot of careers like
of
that.
Self-fulfillment and success. It is.
And a good organization wants to make their employees feel that.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to feel rewarded for things they are doing for the company.
Do you have a partner? I mean, are you married?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have a partner.
Cool.
Once you are in step with what is coming for you professionally, your relationship is going to really soar more than it has. It's like
probably adds a level of stability.
It does, and a resurgence of the love.
And it probably takes maybe a little bit of stress out of there that maybe
absolutely
has been a topic of issues.
Yeah, yeah.
But Deborah, you've got great cards, Deborah. You're not riding an emotional roller coaster like I so often see. And it's just a matter now getting your ducks in a row, being in the cocoon. And when you emerge, bada bing, there it's going to be right there.
That's amazing.
It is, isn't it? I love that. What?
Before we go, since you're a new caller, obviously, on Blog Talk, I think you can follow somehow on Blog Talk. But just to let you know, we also simultaneously every show on Facebook. I don't know if you're a Facebooker, but the Psychic Love Doctor show, if you go to Facebook and like, follow, or whatever the hell it is, every time we do a show, we broadcast live on Facebook.
Yeah, live streaming right now.
You'll be able to see or do the cards. If you have a phone issue, you can type in Facebook Live to us. We'll talk to you.
And they're
archived. And you get notified every single time.
So they're archived on Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah, we post every – they archive them, but we post
the
video of every show on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
You'll get notified before we go live. We post before our shows. We try to do it the day before. Sometimes it's the day of.
You know, I got to tell you, Deborah, you got a beautiful future ahead of you. And
it isn't like
the universe is just throwing gifts out. You've earned this. It's not a good thing. You really have.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. I mean, it's practically like you've crawled over crushed glass to get where you are.
Oh, yeah.
And now the abundance is on the way. So,
awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
I don't even remember the last time we had a caller from
and Louisiana.
And in the New Orleans area, especially.
Yeah.
It makes you want us to go out and do some jazz and drinking and all that stuff. I love that jazz when everybody's drinking and having a good time partying.
Yeah.
You would think there's more spiritual people here, but there's really not. Like, I'm considered a weirdo by some people, you know?
That's interesting because, you're right, because a lot of times you see, imagine that on TV, that there's a lot of, because of the history there, that there is a lot of spiritualism
It's a little dark. It's a little dark. You know what I mean? It's not, it's like controlling and those kind of people, you know, it's not, it's not spirituality, really.
Yeah, there is some kind of outside influences that are kind of, it's not voodoo, but, you know, it's kind of on a, that's kind of not really a happy type.
Controlling, like a controlling thing.
Yeah, like there's different things I can do to people type thing. It's like, that's not nice.
Right.
And go ahead.
It goes back on them. It goes back on them. You just have to kind of sit and wait. Karma is not nice.
Yeah. Karma is alive and well.
That's right. Rubber glue.
Eventually,
whatever, you know, whatever you say is going to come back to you.
Right.
Or do.
So, Deborah, please call us again. We'll be on Monday.
Oh, sure.
News for the Soul, if you're available.
Yeah, Monday, and then, you know, like I said, if you go to Psychic, I would do it tonight, because you never know when we're doing it. I would go to the Psychic Love Doctor show, Psychic Love Doctor show. It's all spaced out, not run together
on
Facebook. Like it, follow it, whatever the heck you call that. And you can see posts.
Okay.
We try to post. We try to post,
but,
give you some ample time to know.
Get it in her.
But you'll get the notification when we go live every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Ma'am,
thank you
for calling us.
Thank you for taking us to the finish.
You are too
great.
Thank you so much.
I'll be listening real soon.
Thank you.
Maybe next time in Florida, Canada.
All right, everybody, take care. Blog Talk.
Blog Talk first.
I'm leaving.